This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, every now and again when one of us goes away, we inevitably call up this young lady, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's normally you
going away. Yeah, yeah.
Because you go away more than me.
Not as often.
Yeah, but anyway, let's not bicker about that.
No, it's too late. We've done it.
Exactly. We're, of course, talking about a very talented lady called Geraldine Quinn, who, as part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival, has a show called All Out of Pride, An Evening of Songs You're Ashamed to Love. But she's not alone.
No, she is joined by Michael DeGrussa. Now, I went along and watched this the other night, watched and indeed listened, and it is brilliant. Really, really good. I mean, and was... Hey, g'day. How are you both?
Hi.
Hey.
Well, you know, I think one of the reasons... Both of you got great voices, which I think, you know, goes a long way. You know, because it's all very well doing stuff of a sort of, you know, taking the piss out of stuff. But if you've got a great voice and you do it, we want to laugh even more because it's like, wow, they can actually do it.
It's taking the loving piss out of songs
exactly, as well.
So they're kind of naff-ish songs, but that we kind of went, they're good. They're actually really good to sing.
Well, it's called Songs You're Ashamed... You say Songs You're Ashamed to Love.
Yes.
Give us some of the songs that we're ashamed to love.
Well, it actually started... The whole concept sort of came from... I was watching Aladdin. I don't know if you've heard of that movie. Disney movie. And I was watching Aladdin and A Whole New World was like, oh, I really want to sing this song. And
I sung that at karaoke once, actually.
And how did it go?
Came second.
Well, there you go.
There was only two in it, but...
But it's that kind of song that, you know, you actually, well, as far as I know, everybody loves it, but no one's going to go out and say, like, oh, it's a great song.
You wouldn't see it in a cabaret show very often.
To be fair, when Michael first suggested it to me, I went, oh, really?
Mm.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad song, but really?
Yeah.
And I've been proved repeatedly wrong throughout our week in Fringe so far.
Yeah, and you know, songs like that, well, obviously, you've got to have Daryl Braithwaite in there.
Is it Horses?
Yeah. Mm. What else would it... Well, you know, One Summer, I guess.
I don't know if you catch public transport. I don't know your world. But when you catch public transport and you can hear people's headphones and you can hear the music they're listening to.
Yes.
And I think... Oh, does that mean they can hear me and with mine, you know, with my Dolly Parton? Or, which was one of your tracks, was Guilty by, you know, Barbara and the Bee Gees. And that... I mean, I love that song, but I don't necessarily think I want all of the train to know that I love it. You know, but you guys, it was brilliant the way you did that. It really was.
Thank you.
You know, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that you've got great voices, but also we want to laugh at those songs.
Yeah, and you want to have the license to sing them at the same time.
Yes.
I think that's what we were kind of going for, stuff that you want to have that permission if you're on a train to sing along. If you were singing loudly in your car to those songs and somebody pulled up beside you, even I would just go, I'm just going to turn this down.
No, but you're exactly right. I love that concept because you would never, or you'd be very unlikely that you'd hear these songs on the radio. But when you do hear them...
Unless you're on Joy.
But when you do hear them, you bloody well turn it up and you sing along.
And that's also something I don't have the ability to listen to them in the car because I don't drive.
How do you get around?
It's public transport. Oh, embarrassed on the train.
You need to get some of those headphones that sort of block out the outside sounds everything. So no one can hear.
I think you might be wise.
And then you're going to have to rein in the dance moves as well.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not too flamboyant for me. I'm good.
No.
And with a Melbourne audience, I didn't know if you've done this anywhere else, but the Melbourne audience doesn't always sing along. Yours does. They could not wait about the classics.
Well, we don't, because I met Michael when I hired him in Perth for Sunglasses at Night, the 80s show, and that was a sing-along, but that had the lyrics up. So there's no excuse not to sing, because I can point at the lyrics that I'd lovingly hand-drawn with a Sharpie and transferred into a PowerPoint presentation. But with this one, we sort of didn't want to go... I didn't want to go that way again, certainly. So I was amazed. The first weekend, we had so many people singing.
Well, it would have just cost us extra to get a projector.
Data projector, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because I'd already spent $59 on white culottes and that blew the budget.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean, I think that the main reason, I mean, the people are singing along to them is because, like, the whole point is that everybody does know these songs.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah, yeah. Word yeah, for word.
Yeah. You know? Especially the night you were there. Yeah, yeah. There was a couple of nights in a row in that first weekend. There were people, they knew all the words. Yeah.
Even words we didn't even know.
Yeah. I was encouraging them to sing for that very reason.
One song that I know that you guys do as part of this show that we often do themed request hours, and one week we did duets, another week we did songs from movies, and both times the Dirty Dancing duet. Now it goes on CD for like 5.5 minutes, and so we actually never have been able to play it in full because of that, just because we've run out of time.
Boring. Because it bores you.
But that gets a workout, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it's got this really weird sudden fade out at the end as well, which we're still trying to work out how to end the show.
Brilliant.
We've just been opening the door and going, we
they don't even do the whole thing.
No.
But I don't reckon there's anyone in the audience that was expecting you to do the lift, Michael. We thought, or knowing how strong Geraldine is, to lift you, perhaps.
Yeah. No, it's never.
You ran at her. You looked like you were going to. You looked like you were going to. And we all know Geraldine's got an amazing voice because we know more of Geraldine's work. Mm. Wow, your voice is phenomenal.
Thank
and
you very much.
It's the chemistry together that makes this really, really work, doesn't
yeah,
it? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you must be both loving it. You know, I guess you wouldn't work together if you didn't, would you?
Well, we said from the start that we needed to make sure if we were having fun, it would be all right.
Mm.
We're both pretty poncy idiots. So.
Yeah. But, I mean, Michael, you seem to have more of a calming effect on Geraldine. I don't know what it is. She's almost, dare I say it, docile.
Well, yeah. I mean,
at least once.
He's never seen me. You've only seen sunglasses.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a little bit mad sometimes. Mad, I tell you.
I don't stress out about anything.
Right.
I'm that kind of person that it's like, oh, we're doing a thing on the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
What time? In half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. You know.
And I freak out.
Crazy.
We're trying to find the right balance between my level of extreme ginger mania, which actually gets a lot of stuff done, and Michael's very, very relaxed attitude.
Well, if you're going by being in the audience, you've already found the balance. Without a doubt, you've found that. And audiences are flocking to this, aren't they?
Oh, we've had some really wonderful responses. Michael turned to me in the second night and said, have you ever done a show that's done, like, had this many people come this early? And I was like, no. Never.
Well, we want that music. We just want the excuse to be able to sing along to it. But even now, we could have a little bit of a number.
We do. What are you going to do for us today?
Oh. Well, I mean, I've got to play guitar for this. So normally I play piano, so I had to figure
We don't have
out
a piano in the studio, unfortunately.
No.
Yeah.
You'd have to BYO.
No radio stations ever have a piano.
No.
No, we're lucky to have microphones.
Don't even have air conditioning. Yeah,
so the easiest one to play on guitar would have to be Michael Bolton.
Yeah. But it does also sound pretty damn good on guitar.
Well, this is one that we are ashamed to love. Take it away, guys.
All right.
If we can't be friends, how can we start over when the fighting never ends, baby? How can we be love if we can't make amends?
Tell me,
how can we be lovers if we can't be friends? We lie awake, this wall between us, still trying to work it out with words I never get it right. Well, we must be fools, we must be crazy. Whoa, whoa, there's no communication. Oh, whoa, it's a no-win situation. How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when the fighting never ends, baby? How can we make love if we can't make amends?
Tell me,
how can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Sorry I took your verse before. Why don't you do it again now?
We lie awake. All right. This wall between us. We're just not talking. We got so much to say. Let's break these chains. Our love can free us.
Whoa, whoa.
Anytime we start a trying.
Whoa, whoa.
Gotta stop this love from dying.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when the fighting never ends, baby? How can we make love if we can't make amends? Tell me, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends? Love is tough, but we can take it. How can we be lovers, baby? Times are rough, but we can make it.
We can work it out.
How can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we start over when the fighting never ends, baby? How can we make love if we can't make amends? Tell me, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends? How can we be lovers if we can't be French? How can we start over when the fighting never ends, baby? How can we make lunch if we can't bake an egg? Tell me, how can we be lovers if we can't be French?
Wow.
Brilliant. Thank
great
you so much,
voices,
guys.
Great gig. And your dates. You haven't got that many more left, have
no,
you?
No, we have tonight, tomorrow and Friday. That's it.
That is all over.
So people need to check out melbournefringe.com.au. The show is called All Out of Pride, an evening of songs you're ashamed to love. People are going to love it unashamedly.
Damn right.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.